and Norm Shealy. You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight, and thanks for listening. This is Eva Herr, and tonight I have with us Dr. Robert O. Young, and we're going to talk about his book, PH Miracle for Diabetes, but I can tell you right now we're going to go all over the board because he knows a lot more than just about diabetes. How are you, Dr. Young?
I'm great. Thank you, Eva.
And before we get started, I just want to make this clear to my listeners. You are not an MD, but a researcher, a PhD, right? So I want to protect us both here. You're not practicing medicine without a license, right?
Right. Well, I am a naturopathic doctor, so I do have an MD.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Your book just said PhD, so I didn't know that. I just don't want anybody to get in trouble. So before we go forward, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and where people can find you and how you came to do what you do?
Well, that's quite a lot there, but let's see if I can answer it. Briefly, my background is in microbiology, hematology, biochemistry, nutrition, and natural medicine. So I do have a PhD. I also have a doctorate in science and chemistry, and then I have a naturopathic medical degree, too, as well. But that would just qualify me for being educated beyond my intelligence. A lot of the things that I've experienced and learned have actually come by way of more spiritual experiences or tapping into the ether. Some of the greatest scientists in the world, you know, some of the great ideas didn't necessarily come from the books, but that's where it all begins. And so my research, which is now going on over 30 years, has been involved in looking at blood and seeing the variety of changes that take place based upon one's lifestyle and diet. So the focus has been on what you eat, what you drink, and what you think actually impacts the quality and the quantity of your life. It impacts specifically at the cellular level the health and vitality of the blood. And I honestly believe this, that the blood is the single most important organ of the body, and the quality of the blood really determines the quality of one's health. So over the years, I've had the opportunity to travel, to look at blood. I've looked at over 500,000 samples, 40,000 patients, and asked these people in 27 different countries, what are you eating, what are you drinking, and looking at their blood and evaluating the healthiest people in the world and what they're eating, what they're drinking, and how they're living, and how it impacts the quality of the blood, and from there, how it is impacting their various organs and organ systems from that lifestyle and diet. So that's unique to my work. I've written several books with my wife, Shelley Redford Young. You mentioned one, PH Miracle for Diabetes. I just released a book in July, The PH Miracle Revised and Updated, which is a brand new book. It has a lot of information in there about the blood, the importance of the blood, and also other scientific breakthroughs that are unique to my research. But that's kind of a summary. But I've been in this environment now for, you know, pretty much all my life. My focus has been, in my early years, fitness and health, and it switched to health and nutrition and So I'm an advocate of our fitness as being one of the major components to good health.
So before I start asking you all of the questions that I have, I don't have a copy of that new book that you're talking about. Can you give me some glimpses into some of the research that's in there or new information that's in there?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most important chapters is the importance of alkalizing and how it pertains to the stomachs specifically, because most folks perceive that the stomach is an organ of digestion. And based on my research and findings, I've found that the stomach is not a digestive organ. In fact, its main purpose is to alkalize the food to prepare it for biological transformation in the small intestine, is where new stem cells for producing new body cells are made. It's the primary site. And so the whole alimentary canal is an alkalizing canal, and there's only one instrument in the human body to digest food, and that's your teeth. After you swallow it, the whole process from the stomach onward is to raise the pH of that food to a pH of 8.4. And one of the major chemicals that's secreted by the stomach is sodium bicarbonate, you know, baking soda. And it derives that from the cover cells and secretes that sodium bicarbonate onto the food to raise the pH up to an 8.4 on a pH scale from 0 to 14. For those listeners who are not familiar with pH, which is actually a measurement of the potential of hydrogen, you have to think about like your shampoos, which are pH adjusted, or a swimming pool, you know, maintaining the alkalinity of a pool. The stomach is the major organ that maintains the alkaline design of the body and in preparation of the food, and it pulls the components from the blood to do this, and the results, the after effects, kind of like when you're burning a fire, you see the fire, but after the fire goes out, the after effects are smoldering cinders or smoke. You say, well, there was a fire there at one time. The effects of after the stomach has produced sodium bicarbonate is the result of a residue called hydrochloric acid. And this is where, this is a big time differentiation. What I'm suggesting to you is that hydrochloric acid is a waste product of sodium bicarbonate production.
And what are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Yes. So in reality, and what is happening in the stomach is totally different than what doctors are explaining and what is written in our textbooks. And a lot of the acidic conditions that result in diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease begin right in the gut, right in the core of the body. And when we don't understand the importance of maintaining the alkaline design of the body, then we actually set ourselves up for disease. And so this etiology, which is new to most people, in fact, most all people, is the understanding then that hydrochloric acid is a waste product of the body trying to raise the pH of the food, not to digest the food, and that the hydrochloric acid separates away from the food and drops into the gastric pits away from the food and has nothing to do with digestion whatsoever. What destroys the lining of the stomach is the hydrochloric acid. What causes a stomach ache? Hydrochloric acid. What causes reflux? Hydrochloric acid. What happened to the sodium bicarbonate? And I don't know if you know much about biochemistry, but you cannot create a single molecule of hydrochloric acid without creating an equal amount of sodium bicarbonate. But the sodium bicarbonate is all gone. Why? The reason it's all gone is because it's been taken up by our food in preparation to be biologically transformed into new stem cells, which takes place in the crypts of the small intestine. This is breakthrough science. This changes the whole etiology about taking enzymes for digestion, taking probiotics for digestion, when in reality that compromises the alkaline design of the gut, compromises the internal crypts or environment which needs an alkaline pH at 8.4 and sets you up as you're taking supplements that are highly acidic sets you up for disease. So what is perceived as something helpful, short-term, maybe, long-term, could be detrimental and damaging to the root system of the small intestine and eventually set the stage where you're going to have blood disorders, which I believe all anemic conditions are a result of damage to the root system, and is 100% prevented or preventable if we understand how important it is to maintain an alkaline internal environment, and even in the stomach. Ideally, the pH should be over 7 in the stomach. What is being taught by current medical savants or scientists is that the pH of the stomach should have a pH of 1.5 to 3, which is very, very caustic and damaging and dangerous to the human body. It is a waste product which the body does everything it can to get rid of. So that is a unique difference in my research and science. The other thing that's unique, Eva, is that the small intestine is not where you absorb nutrients. The small intestine is where you make embryonic cells for producing new blood. And all the leukemias, all of the blood disorders are a result of the gut. In fact, that's where all disease starts. I discovered that diabetes was not a disease of the pancreas. I discovered that diabetes is a disease of the gut, particularly the small intestine and the health of that part of the body. And what I found, which was a unique common denominator, but it wasn't unique, it was a common denominator amongst all type 1 diabetics, is that they have severe gut problems, constipation, and other dysbiosis of the small and, of course, the large intestine. It's the large intestine where nutrients are absorbed, after the body's used that chime, that liquid alkaline material from the food we eat to make the new stem cells. This rewrites, Eva, rewrites all of the biology books. This rewrites all of physiology. In fact, when you look at my foundational theory, which is number one, that the human body is alkaline by design, and number two, acidic by function, and once you understand that we are alkaline by design, everything we eat, everything we drink, even our thoughts, which produce metabolic acids, can compromise the internal environment. Disease, then, is understood as singular, not plural. And what I've said over 30 years ago, there's only one sickness, there's only one disease, and that's the over-acidification of the blood and tissues due to an inverted way of living, eating, and thinking. Now, where can you get this information? You know, all of my books are in Barnes & Noble. All of my books are at Borders. All of my books are on Amazon.com. All of my books are on our website, which is at phmiracleliving.com. This information is on the website. If you put alkalinity in Google, my name comes up. You know, because this whole etiology began with my science over 30 years ago. And it is now getting more and more mainstream. More and more universities are doing research studies on, for example, autism. Was just announced by medical science that autism has a connection to dysbiosis of the gut. I've been saying that for over 20 years. We've had success in reversing autism because we realize that autism is secondarily brain, primarily the gut, where you have more brain cells in your gut than you do in your head. But this is where it all begins. It begins in the core. Your health, your vitality, your fitness is related specifically to the health of the small and large intestine. If you're damaging that area of your body with coffee, tea, alcohol, chocolate, I don't care if it's raw, processed or otherwise, it's still caustic to the small intestine. There's no such thing as healthy chocolate. There's no such thing as healthy tea. I don't care if it's black or green. What does it do to the gut? That's the key. And so So what it, this whole science, what it does, it turns everything, both traditional and alternative, on its ear.
Well, it certainly blew me kind of out of the water. I was not expecting all of that. But now I have some questions unrelated
all right,
to all the other questions that I've already prepared, kind of changed them. So are you saying that we should or should not take probiotics?
Absolutely not.
And
because there are a morbid evolution of dead animals, dead plants, and dead humans.
Okay.
Bacteria is not species specific. Bacteria, yeast, molds are biological transformations, very key, of matter that's fermenting and rotting. And you do not want to put fermented, rotted food in your body. I don't care if it's sauerkraut or probiotics. It compromises the stomach pH. It compromises the small intestine pH. And this, my friends, is what's causing a lot of the challenges, the gut problems, but a lot of the challenges that we're dealing with today. Yogurt is a major contributing factor to gut problems. And yet now we're seeing yogurt shops, you know, popping up everywhere.
You mean traditional yogurt or the yogurt that they've been added probiotics into them?
Either one. They're both fermented products. They both contain biological forms that are a result of dead matter, dead tissue, dead cells.
So now
the body primarily needs to be clean. It needs to be pristine. You need to provide an environment that's conducive for the cell to maintain its integrity, because the cell in itself and its organization has an infinite life. We choose life and death every day.
What you say, even though I've been taking probiotics and preaching them, and I give them to my kids and myself and tell other people to, what you say I can't argue with. It's very logical. But now here I have this question. For all of us who have, as children in the, you know, allopathic medicine, been given, you know, rounds and rounds and rounds of antibiotics, how do we put it back?
Okay, first off, you have to understand what an antibiotic is. An antibiotic, and I'm going to use a gross terminology, an antibiotic is the urine of fermentation. It is the waste product of deanimation or degeneration of any matter. In other words, they take a yeast like pneumococcus, or they'll take for penicillin, they'll take penicillium, which is a yeast, and then they'll ferment that. In other words, give it some food and ferment and create a waste product, an acid. Okay, and that acid has a very low pH, and it's highly poisonous and toxic to the body. The only thing you prove when you take an antibiotic is that you can poison yourself and hopefully live through it. All antibiotics are toxic. All antibiotics are highly acidic, and all antibiotics do not kill anything. Antibiotics, all they do is change the environment that forced the matter to change. This is the law of physics. For some reason, medical doctors didn't go to physics, didn't take physics, because the foundational law of the universe is that matter cannot be created, nor can it be destroyed. It can only change its form and function. Antibiotics has never killed a bacteria. All it does is it forces change. You know what the change goes to? The change is when you dive the pH down, when you adjust it in a lowering pH, you change bacteria to yeast, and that's why antibiotics cause secondary and so-called infections, which are always fungal related.
That's true.
If you take antibiotics, you are on a slippery slope to fast death. You don't have to take them. All you have to do is understand that you just performed a human experiment, either physically or emotionally, on your body. You overdrank, you overate, you know, acidic foods, or you're in some sort of stress modality. Your body is transforming. In other words, the bacteria that you've been so-called infected by is nothing more than a biological transformation of the cells that are changing as a result of the environment changing. It's like taking water and putting it in the icebox and having it go from a liquid to a solid.
You can't create nothing
out of nothing. So bacteria of the air, which is all around us, does not cause disease.
So
you create this stuff from within.
So to fix it, we raise our pH to more alkaline. We don't have to take probiotics to fix it. We just change our alkalinity. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is you have to first improve the elimination organs, because it's kind of like a drain. If you're getting sick, your elimination organs are not functioning properly. So you're not urinating. The bowels are not moving. You're not sweating through the skin because you're not exercising. You're shallow breathing. You're not breathing properly. So the first thing you do is you have to improve the elimination organs. As you are improving the environment, just like you would if you own a saltwater aquarium. In other words, a saltwater aquarium or saltwater fish aquarium has to have a pH of 8.3 to 8.4. Any disease is always found in an acidic condition. You have to readjust the alkalinity. So if you have a swimming pool and you start seeing algae, which is something I do not recommend, because algae only grows and only manifests itself just as bacteria in a highly acidic environment, and its purpose is to break you down and disorganize you and recycle you back to dust. When you understand that it's what grows above the ground, okay, such as grass, such as, you know, broccoli, spinach, celery, cucumbers, avocados, things that are full of life, that are green, that are high chlorophyll, that are alkalizing to the body. When you understand those foods which heal and those foods which kill, and very few people on this planet know this, very few, just a handful.
So what about the plants that are underground, like sweet potatoes or beets?
Those are all acidic. They're all high sugar. They're all acid producing. The beet tops, yes. The carrot tops, yes. But everybody's, you know, addicted to sugar. They're slaves to their taste buds. If I could make carpet taste good, people would eat it.
All right.
So people are addicted to what they're eating, and a lot of it has to do because it's laced with acidity. So they have to put vinegar on something, or they've got to, you know, put soy sauce on something, or they've got to, which is acidic. They have to add some sort of sweetener to it. I don't care what sweetener it is. They're all acidic.
Even stevia?
Even stevia.
Wow. And I kind of don't know what to say. I wish I had that book, because my questions are all totally related to this diabetes book. I wish I had that book.
Well, the diabetes is related. It's okay, because diabetes is a symptom of acidity. That is the expression of dysbiosis of the small bowel, and that the body is using its own body cells for energy. Thus, as cells break down, blood sugars go up, because blood sugar is an acidic waste product of metabolism.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Obviously, we can't change everything and be healthy in one day.
Oh, absolutely not.
You know, so what... considering everything that you've just said, all right, so what can we do? Obviously, start changing our diet slowly, but what can we do in the meantime? Does it help to use things like hydrogen peroxide or in your water? Or is there something you can do kind of help short-term until the time passes for you to change your diet? Does that make sense?
Yeah,
you just
absolutely.
Kind of blew me out the water.
I
wasn't expecting all of this.
I mean, we're having a conversation. This is the new year. People are making New Year's resolution. Anyone who's thinking about they want better health, I mean, there's just a couple of things that they can do, and they'll have better health. And the first thing is change the water you're drinking. And the second thing is start exercising. You know, that will help you more than anything else. I mean, even if you said, look, I'm not giving up my beef, chicken, pork, and fish, you know. But if I just change the water to an alkaline water to at what I recommend, which is at 9.5 pH with an electron concentration, which is measured in millivolts, at negative 250 millivolts, because our bodies don't run on calories; they run on electrons, electrical energy. Our bodies are electrical.
How do we do that? How do we do that at home without spending a fortune in dollars, or do we have to?
Okay. Well, the easiest way to do it at home is to take something like you can find these at Whole Foods and other stores, or even on our website. You can take drops of things like potassium hydroxide or sodium chloride, and you can take like 5 drops in a liter of water, and that'll raise the pH from a 7 up to a 9.5, and it'll increase the energy of it by several times too as well. This is all exponential. So, I mean, and that can last you, like, you can get a bottle of that and last you for 3 months, and it's the most inexpensive way to take purified water or spring water, adjust its pH, you know, spending, you know, somewhere between $30, maybe no more than $50. It's going to last you for 90 days, and you can put you can travel with it, you know. So it's something like if you go to the airport and they don't allow you to take your water once you get through, you know, you can buy some Evian or you can buy some Fiji spring water. You can put 5 drops of these alkaline drops to raise the pH and alkalinity, and you can drink that. That's an easy thing to do, and it's inexpensive. I mean, other people would say, well, you know, if you want to amortize this over a period of 3 to 6 months, you know, you purchase a water ionizer, alkalizer and ionizer, and what that does is it gives you water, you know, on a daily basis, so that you have a continuous flow of water at pennies on the dollar, but the initial investment can be anywhere from $700 or $800 up to $2,000, depending on the construction of that particular ionizer. So people are saying, okay, well, that's a $1,000 investment. You know, I don't have that right now, but I could save up for it. I could use the drops, later buy an ionizer, you know, one that's going to last 5 years, something that has a 5-year warranty on it. It will actually do this for me anytime I go to the faucet to get water. What's coming out is 9.5 to 10.5 water. It's highly charged. It's going to energize my body. Those things are available too as well.
And there's no natural thing that you can have at home already. Like peroxide. I mean, some thing like that. There's nothing like that.
Well, hydrogen peroxide is not going to adjust the pH up. It's not going to change the alkalinity of the water.
Is there something else that would?
Something else like sodium bicarbonate would, which is baking soda, but you have to be careful. You can get like red mill that doesn't contain any sort of additives like anti-caking agents such as aluminum. But yes, you can put a little sodium bicarbonate in there. That will also raise the pH, you know, and that's something that's at home that people can do too as well, you know, is to drink sodium bicarbonate water.
So you would get pH strips, I guess, from the drugstore and just put a little baking powder in there, assuming that you get the kind that doesn't have heavy metals in it, and test it to put it at what level?
Well, you don't use the strips, because the strips you buy at the store are used to test the urine and saliva. But what you can do is you can take this baking soda, like Red Mill's baking soda, put a teaspoon of that in the water and drink it. And then after a while, you can then test your saliva and your urine, and you'll find that the pH of the urine and saliva has increased above 7.2, which is the ideal pH that you're looking for. You want to, you know, as far as managing your health, you can do this for less than $10. You can fire your doctor. You can cancel your insurance. All you need is an accident insurance, because what this program does, it empowers you to take care and take responsibility for your own health, and you would manage your health just like you would manage a saltwater aquarium or a swimming pool by testing the pH on a daily basis to make sure that it's kept in an alkaline state, because you can't get sick.
Okay, it makes perfect sense. And I just interviewed somebody that I can't even think of his name right now, called Gut the Second Brain. So everything you're saying makes a whole lot of sense. What do you eat every day?
What do I eat every day?
Yeah.
My diet consists of greens throughout the day. So I'm drinking green juices. I'm eating green vegetables. I eat a lot of avocados. I also eat a lot of salt. Salt is a major contributor to making alkaline buffers for the body. It's critical. Going on a low-salt diet is a killer.
What
you want
kind
to get
of
off.
Salt?
Oh, sorry, we're talking about salts that are not processed. So, you know, we can talk about rock salt, like real salt, or Himalayan salts or Celtic salts. Or, you know, we can talk about liquid salts that come from, let's say, the Dead Sea or from the Great Salt Lake, which are already in a liquid state, in a colloidal state, which you can spray on your food or in your mouth on a regular basis. And some of the major professional athletes that I work with are using these salts and drinking their greens as a focus to building their blood and maintaining the alkaline design of the body. So the diet has to go more green. The diet has to go more alkaline green. It can be raw, which is electron-rich, because our bodies need those electrons for energy. And this is the best way to conserve energy and to build energy and to maintain this very delicate pH balance of the fluids of the body.
Do you have kids?
I do. I have, my oldest is 35 and my youngest is 22. And my youngest, the 22-year-old, is very strict. We call them alkalarians. Very strict alkalarian who, you know, his focus is not only fitness and does a lot of yoga and meditation and incorporates a lot of massage and things into his work that he also does at our clinic in San Diego. But he transformed his diet at 18.
Well,
and we've allowed our children to make their own choices.
If we have little kids, how do we get them to do this?
It's,
I got a 10-year-old.
Yeah, you start them out this way. If they're already addicted to sugar and acidic foods, then you gradually start introducing some of these alkaline choices. And and the other thing that you can do is when they get sick, you can start having them drink the alkaline water. You can start eating more of an alkaline diet, and they start associating, hey, when I get sick, I eat this way, and when I'm healthy and feel good, you know, I'm eating a pH miracle alkaline diet. And so they learn by association.
Okay. So let me ask some of my questions. I mean, some of them you
sure.
just answered already just by what you said. I mean,
yeah,
I know you're going to go
problem.
Back there. how should one or get essential fatty acids?
Well, I mean, if you're looking at fish, cold water fish, I mean, how do they get their fats in their body? The same way the other animals get them, with their head to the grass. We're talking about wheatgrass, barley grass, kamut grass, straw grass. The body has the ability to transform carbon and oxygen and hydrogen into fats. Fish make their own fats. Plants make their own fats. Look, I'm an avocado farmer, right? I have over 4,000 avocado trees. When they grow avocados, 80% of that avocado is fat. Now, they're on a low-fat diet. In fact, they don't get any fat at all. What they
That's
did is they get sunshine.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
They have sunshine, they get water, and they're able to transform the elements that they're getting from the earth and from the water into what the body needs, what the tree needs in order to produce its fruit. So you can supplement fats, but this idea that you cannot create them is totally ridiculous. It's another medical myth to sell more fatty acids or essential fats. We call them essential because it's been put out there you can't make these, which is totally ridiculous. Okay, the fish makes them, the tree makes them, the human body makes them. Now, I eat good oils. I mean, I have a product that I sell. It's an omega 3, 6, and 9. I love hemp. I love hemp oils. I love flax oils. I love borage oils. You know, in many cases, because, you know, in a cancerous patient, they're highly acidic. We even use fish oils because of the super polyunsaturation of acid, using that fat to help absorb some of the acids which are responsible for causing the cancerous condition.
Mm-hmm.
Fats are essential for building cellular membranes. Fats are essential for lubrication. You know, they're essential for protection. And they're essential for producing chelators of acid, and they work as a chelator of acid. And that's why people have packed on the pounds and they're making resolutions to lose weight. You don't want to lose weight. You want to lose acid. Because as soon as you get off your fat acid and start alkalizing, you realize that fat is saving your life, and it's not the fat you want to lose, it's the acid you want to lose. And as you take out the acid food out of your diet and lifestyle, and whether you're overweight or diabetic or cancerous, then the body starts healing. It starts repairing itself and regenerating. You start a restorative program. But you have to understand that there's only one cause of all this. I say it's a four-letter word. It's ACID, acid. Metabolic acids, dietary acids, environmental acids, these are all contributing, these are all the main causes of all sickness and disease. So once we understand that, we start managing it, then we don't have to do diabetes anymore. We don't have to do obesity. We don't have to do cancer. We can understand that we can prevent all sickness and disease, and that is the true cure for all disease, which is found in its prevention, not in its treatment.
I can't argue with anything that you said. It makes such sense.
Yeah.
But my questions had all revolved around supplements that for diabetes, but I mean, I guess if you do what you say and get more alkaline, then you don't need any of the supplements, I guess.
Well, supplements are supportive. You know, you take them for a while and then you get off of them. I basically have my four food groups, and I talk about this in the new book. I call it the Cows Program. You know, this is what Babylon did to King Nebuchadnezzar when he went crazy. He went insane. They put him out with the cattle, with the sheep, with the cows, and he grazed just like they did on grass. They didn't smoke it like the kids are doing today. You know, they were eating the grass back in that time because it was grass, and the contents of grass, it was actually mediating the excess acidity and helping to build blood, because the key to health is healthy blood in an alkaline environment. So the COWS program is an acronym, COWS. C stands for chlorophyll and cleansing. O stands for oil and oxygen. What kind of oil? Well, unsaturated oils, because they're the best for building cell membranes. They're
Say
the best.
Specifically, which kinds, please?
Specifically, my favorite, based on its ratios of omega 3 to 6, is hemp oil. For flax is good, but not as good as hemp. And borage for omega 6 and 9 is good too as well. There's no such thing as a bad, per se, bad oil unless it's saturated. And saturated oils means that they're saturated with acid, which are hydrogen ions. So, you know, you want the unsaturated acid oils. That's why they call them polyunsaturated oils. And the best ones, of course, from plant, if you're vegan, are hemp, borage, and flax. These are seed oils. And then those from fish, which are super polyunsaturated, can also be helpful too as well if you're not a vegan.
Okay.
But that's the O for cows.
I'm sorry, go. I keep wanting to ask questions, but I need to finish and hear what the W and S are. Sorry.
Okay, well, O all stands for oxygen. So we're talking about getting more oxygen into the body. Not atmospheric oxygen, but nascent oxygen, which is atomic oxygen, or O1. So you've got to do that through breathing. You get atomic oxygen when you walk along the beach and the waves crash on the shore and throw up these ions of nascent oxygen. You breathe that in, you go, wow, this feels good. You know, you get them at higher elevations. You can get them in supplement form, too, as well. Product I made years ago called Prime pH, which has nascent oxygen. You put it in the water, it raises the oxygen level.
Will peroxide do that?
It's called Prime pH.
Will peroxide do that?
Peroxide releases oxygen in the form of O2, but it has to be split to O1. The thing about sodium chloride, it already contains two atoms of atomic oxygen, O1.
Okay. So
there is another step for hydrogen peroxide to be broken into atomic oxygen, which the body may or may not be able to do, depending on what state of health you're in.
Mm-hmm.
But with sodium chloride, you're already there. That's why it's such an effective alkalizer and oxygenator of the blood and tissues, because you're already there what the body needs, which is atomic oxygen. The W is water. What kind of water should you be drinking? Alkalized water, 9.5, negative 250 millivolts, you know, small molecular cluster down to a monomolecular state. Water that's wetter, that's permeable, that will permeate the tissue, the cell structure, get into, hydrate the cells. You know, most waters out there are multi-clustered. So you're getting like 20 to 40 molecules of water. You drink it and it's heavy on your stomach. People say, I can't drink 4 to 5 liters of water. It sits in my stomach. It's the wrong kind of water. Low molecular, you know, clustered water, you know, is absorbed as soon as you put it in your mouth. In the esophagus, it immediately begins to hydrate. It doesn't just sit on your stomach. The S stands for salt. We've got to re-educate the whole medical community on salt. Without salt, you'd be dead. Just like without oxygen, you'd be dead. Salt is the substance that keeps the spirit connected to the physical body. Salt is the substance by which electrical conductivity and energy is transferred from one cell to the other. Without salt, there's no electrical conductivity. There's no energy. There's no life. A football player, basketball player, someone who's losing mineral salts loses energy because they can no longer conduct electricity. That's why they have, which I don't promote, acidic sports drinks, because they're all acidic, not because of the mineral salts, but because of the sugar they add to it. But you got to put the electrolytes back in for conductivity of energy. You can't take salt out. Depression is a salt deficiency. Low thyroid is a salt deficiency.
Let me just, you're not talking about table salt here. You're talking about...
I'm talking about whole salts. Problem with table salt is it's been processed. In its processing, other chemicals have been used to extract out just the sodium chloride. You end up with a salt that's not healthy. So you want whole salts that have not been processed, unprocessed salts, sea salts, liquid salts that I mentioned earlier. This has to be put back in the diet. And when you put more salt in your diet, you start connecting your brain to all the other cells of the whole body. You feel differently. You feel more grounded. You feel more peaceful. You feel more calm when you start adding more salt into the diet. You know, we have all of our athletes using liquid salts throughout their activity, but we have them take it throughout the whole day too as well. S also stands for sunshine. Without sunshine, there is no life on planet Earth. The body is a solar panel. It absorbs light energy and converts that into electrical energy. It is our main source of food and could be our only source of food if we just had the mindset and we didn't have the addictions to other things, because here again, I mean, it's the main source of life for all vegetation on this planet. Light is necessary for transformation of elements into other elements and into other cells that build, you know, the foods that we eat. That's why I like high chlorophyll content foods, because the molecule in chlorophyll is identical to hemoglobin, other than the center atom. For chlorophyll, it's magnesium. Hemoglobin, it's iron, and it's, you know, and we use chlorophyll to help as a natural blood builder for people that can't build blood on their own because they've damaged their small intestine. They've compromised it, so they're not able to. They're hemoglobin deficient, so hemolytic anemia. They got low red counts. You know, you need the sunshine. The sunshine, our eyes need that light in order to receive electrical energy that can be then transformed into, or light energy into electrical energy. You know, so we're all familiar with solar panels. We're all familiar with light being transformed into energy. The body does this every day. So it's very, very important that we get sufficient amount of sunshine. That may mean that you have to move to a place where the sun comes out on a daily basis, because you need sunlight on a daily basis. It may mean that you may have to get some full-spectrum lighting in your house to be able to absorb some of this light energy that is mimicked by these types of lights. They're basically trying to create little mini suns. And so there's ways to get these fields of energy that our body lives and survives on. So it's very important. That's what the S stands for. Another last one on S is sweating. If you're not sweating every day, you know, if you're not moving your body every day, then prepare, you know, to begin to die. Because your body is designed to move. Your body is designed, it's got 3,500 pores per square inch. They were put there to allow acidic gases to come out of the tissues. You should be sweating profusely on a daily basis. From every pore, from your toe to your head, you should be sweating. You should be wringing wet after you exercise. You should sweat till you're wet. That's what I call exercising. And this should happen on a daily basis.
Well, somebody sent an email, and they say, it's somebody in the Army, and they say two of their children have something called acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Do you have
Absolutely.
Any ideas?
Absolutely. Leukemia is one of the easiest things to treat. And science has got their head in the ground. They have no clue about what causes leukemia. Leukemia's major focal point is the gut. If the gut is healthy, there is no leukemia. The focal point, you have to improve elimination. You have to shift the diet to building blood and getting those bowels functioning again. These kids that have this condition can reverse this condition without taking poisonous, toxic drugs, which will eventually or potentially kill them. No one ever has to die from leukemia. Never.
This person is in Colorado and obviously has whatever insurance Army has. We have like 12 minutes left. Can you tell this man some things he should do for his children because he's of limited income?
Yeah, well, I'd run out to, I would be counting the number of times my children go to the bathroom. They should be going, eliminating the bowels 3 times a day minimum. They should be urinating at least a minimum 6 to 7 times a day. You need to hydrate their bodies. You need to get them on the CALS program. More green foods, more of the healthy oils, more alkaline water, more salt. Shift your diet. get them off animal proteins, get them off dairy. It's killing these kids. And get them on an alkaline bike. Go out and spend $10 and buy my book, The pH Miracle Revised and Updated. I will promise you, absolutely, I have a 100% certainty on this. With no hesitation, you change their lifestyle and diet, you will shift the condition. It will vanish.
Okay. All right. It's interesting that both of those children have this disease, isn't it?
Because they're eating, sitting down at the same table.
Yeah.
They're eating the same acidic food. You know, and probably mom and dad have got health challenges too.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and
they do. Both of them do. He said they did. I remember.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, they're sitting down. All of us sit down to the banquet of the consequences of our choices. Disease is not disease. It's totally illusionary. Disease is a symptom of an acidic lifestyle and diet. As Moses said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. People are dropping like flies because they do not understand basic physiological processes of the human body, and you cannot even find these in medical texts. Because, as Voltaire said, doctors prescribe drugs of which they know little, for the human body of which they know less, for diseases of which they know nothing at all.
Hey, this interview has gone so much different than I was expecting it. You've told me so many new things. I'm just kind of don't know what to say sometimes.
Anybody that knows me, that knows my work, get ready to be blown away.
You are a step away, I mean a step above the average alternative physician. I see where you're going. You're to that next step of enlightenment. You're treating the light being.
Yeah, well, you have to, because that's what we are. We are light beings. We are not. We think we're human flesh. That's the illusion. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience, not physical beings having a spiritual one. People don't understand that, and they do not have a clue on how to feed the light being, so it becomes cloudy and darkened and congested. Our temple, the mantle that houses our true essence, is affected by current lifestyle and diet. And the dogma that's coming from both the medical community and the alternative medical community.
So let me ask, this was a question that I had on my list that I was curious about, and it's going back to supplements. How does chromium differ from vanadil, and what's the difference from vanadil between vanadil and vanadium? And if you can only take one, I'm going to ask you a bunch of stuff at one time so you can talk. If you can only take one, for example, I found that I could only take chromium because adding vanadil made me woozy. But if you're only taking one and you're trying to target cholesterol, which one should it be?
Well, that's easy, chromium. Chromium is a catalyst to help with electron energy and help to get that into the cells, and it's been shown to also be a chelator of glucose, which is an acid. So therefore it helps to lower blood glucose levels. Vanadil is just a potentiator of the chromium, which is not necessary. You can use vanadil to accelerate or, you know, perpetuate the chromium, but here again, chromium by itself, picolinate, two different forms, or picolinate, and I use both forms in the treatment of reversing type 1 and type 2 diabetes. But here again, these are supplements that are supportive. The main things that I've mentioned in the COWS program are foundational to reversing type 1 and type 2 diabetes, and probably the only scientist in the world that's actually medically documented the reversal of type 1 diabetes.
So my next question is, and I could go on with that, but we only have a few minutes, and I wanted to ask this. someone told me that if you have hypoglycemia or whatever, diabetes, that you should use glycerin over glucose when you get into a bind. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, both of them are sugars. You shouldn't use either of them. And if you're hypo, I've got diabetics that go to zero blood sugars. When you understand that this is just a waste product, much like the exhaust of a car. You say, well, geez, look at the carbon monoxide coming out of the car. The car must be running. That's the evidence that the car is running.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you don't say, oh, we need to put more carbon monoxide back in the body. You don't put glucose or glycerin into the body. You don't put sugars back in. We're trying to get them out. What we do is the body needs salt. The body needs electrons. It doesn't need more sugar. So we're in a hypoglycemic state. We don't put more sugar in there to raise blood sugars. That just poisons the body. That didn't solve the problem. What we want is to put more electrical energy in the body so that you know, we could actually operate at 0 milligrams per deciliter of glucose, because we have perfect elimination. You know, and the body's functioning at a very high level.
Now let's talk about this man whose children has leukemia. You're talking about elimination, made me think about that. What should, remember, he's on an army base, and I don't know this man, but he my son does. And my son called me the other day, Mom, my friend's children are dying. Do you know something to help them? So that's why I'm asking this.
Yeah.
What should he do? Understanding that he probably has absolutely no knowledge about what you're talking about.
Well, he's going to get educated really fast, because the less you know, the better off you are, because you don't have any preconceived, any prejudgments about this. You're not educated beyond your intelligence. You can't catch this. You put your common sense hat on. You start reading the PH Miracle Revised and Updated. You read that book, it'll take you probably half a day to go through it, maybe a little longer. You focus on chapter 11, which is the protocol, and it's outlined everything you need to do right there.
Okay. All right. I'm going to call my son and tell him, because I felt, you know, here's a man, my son, his name is Zach, said this man was a war hero many times over. So I felt obligated to try to help him find something.
Yeah, well, look, I want to help as many people as I can. This message is so important. It can save lives and change lives. It could put our economy back in, you know, not in the in the red, but in the black.
It makes so much sense, Dr. Young. It really does.
We don't need more medication. We need education. We need to empower people. We need to empower people so they understand how their bodies work and how to take care of them. And it doesn't have to be expensive, and it can be affordable to all, and we can save the billions and trillions of dollars that we're spending for useless health care and medicines and get this country out of a very, very severe, you know, financial crisis.
You're right.
Improve life.
You really are. It feels good to me. I mean, I'm a big supplement taker, but what you say is really the right thing for the next level of spiritual being. It's right. I know it is. All right. We need to go. Tell us one more time where we can find you.
Well, you can find me. You can put my name, Dr. Robert O. Young. You can find me on Facebook under PH Miracle, under Robert O. Young, under Dr. Robert O. Young. You can find me on Twitter. My address there is Dr. Robert Young. So if you want to become part, you know, and follow me on Twitter, you can do that. You can go to my articlesofhealth.blogspot.com. I have over 1,000 articles there. You can go to our website, phmiracleliving.com. All this is free. It doesn't cost a dime. I've got thousands of articles out there. People can read, people can learn, and they can empower themselves with this information. If you have, you know, an extra $10, go out and buy the PH Miracle. Make sure it says on the top, revised and updated. You know, and a quote from the guy that wrote the Chicken Soup series. I think his name is Mark, right? Mark Hansen.
Hansen,
you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, he's on the program. There's a lot of people on this program. You'd be amazed at who's on this program and what they're doing, because they're finding that they're not getting the results like doing the same thing that their doctors have been telling you. You know, that's the definition of insanity. Keep doing what you've been doing and getting the same result over and over, thinking you're going to get a different result.
Yep. All right. My producer's going to cut us off. Thank you, really.
Hey,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
A very enlightening, wasn't what I was planning on, but very enlightening interview. Thank you. I feel I'm
all
going to
do it. All the best and Happy New Year, and God bless everyone.
Same to you.
With all the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Elliot Dasher.